Racing Pulse heads to the weekend, finding you plenty of winners. On Racing Pulse, it's Gator's Game Plan.
Time to get the good oil from David Gately. This time last week, he found a nice $12 winner for us in the early plays. Gator, good morning to you.
Hello, mate. Yes, a bit of a mixed bag last week, but if you only focus on the positives, that's why I keep coming back to you.
What a ripping weekend it is, especially this Stradbroke meeting. And there's no prizes for guessing. It's your highlight of the weekend, the Stradbroke and the JJ Atkins.
Yeah, they're two terrific races, aren't they? And they always get a big field for the Stradbroke. And even the JJ Atkins in recent years brings a lot of different angles, sort of Sydney, a bit of Queensland, or a lot of Queensland. And, you know, some of those that have emerged really late. But the Stradbroke's, I think, one of the best races on the calendar. 3 million's attracted the elite, hasn't it, the last couple of years with the likes of Private Eye, Alligator Blood. This year you've got an emerging elite, we'll probably think about it. And what he's got to combat is the fact that the three-year-olds have been winning pretty much every feature sprint race up to 1,600. So is it him or is it one of those three-year-olds? A fascinating race, great race.
So which way did you end up leaning?
Yeah, so I spent probably a little bit too much time on the race. I think sometimes we can overthink it, but funny about that, the name of the horse is Think About It. But he's the one that I kept coming back to, and the reason is this. He's just bulletproof. So when you're having a bet, you just want as many variables on your side as you can have, don't you? You don't want a track bias. You don't want a horse that gets back, slowly run race. This horse can do anything. He can go forward, back. He can sit wide, he can run, he can race inside horses, slow speed, fast speed, and he drops 5 kilos off a Group 1 weight for age win. So he's really difficult, I think, to go against. I just can't find any holes. The problem is, and what I was oscillating between he and this gun three-year-old and Ruthless Dame, is that fact that those three-year-olds have been winning everything. I was disappointed she got under my guard a bit last time, Ruthless Dame, because I tipped her into Coolmore. She's a serious winning hope, and I think they should be closer together. Nothing to stop me backing them both, Michael.
Well, that's exactly right. It is one of the deepest Stradbrokes we've seen, so it could be a two-bet strategy. What about the JJ Atkins? It's a hugely open race as well.
Yeah, it is that. And, you know, I think this is a race that last year we thought it was going to, you know, throw up a few sort of gun horses. It didn't quite happen, did it, with the political debates of this world? I know horses, some of those have come out and run really well at bottom end stakes grade, but it hasn't been, you know, the big sort of banner race that it had been perhaps a couple of times previous. This year you've got some real emerging talent, and by emerging I mean taking significant steps. You know, only starts 1 and 2, the likes of Ken Hauser, who looked terrific winning last time, to produce a big last 600 off a moderate speed. Congregation was only start number 2 the other day. Look, he didn't smash the clock, but that will to win and that upside, I think, will take you a long way. And what was the best run in the sire as well? That's open for debate. I think we all think Make a Call probably should have won the race. You know, that's a horse that beat Tannhauser home when they clashed in the Sydney Carnival. So the form lines do tie in together if you look deep enough.
Yeah, so who will you be putting on top?
Look, I've gone with Tannhauser. He's another one that got under my guard a bit at Randwick last time, back to the 1400. He had a little gap between runs. I thought, I'll see him here. I'll hopefully he's hitting the line strongly, and then I'll jump on. Well, he hit the line too strongly, ran over them. And, you know, terrific win to spot them, you know, 7 or 8 lengths off a moderate speed. Not many can do that. This is his first go on dry ground. And that was his career best run last start and the driest track he'd seen. So that gives me a lot of hope that he's going to be even better on drier and very much still on the up. Gets to 1,600. Big field, needs luck, sure. But, you know, he's one that probably has a lot more variables than a horse like Think About It. But happily on top.
I'll throw a couple of other races at you before we look at Sydney and Melbourne. There's an SMS here saying, hey, Gator, I think Without a Fight looks to be the bet of the day in the Q22. Do we believe that form that we saw first up where he was so brilliant? He's getting tight in the market now, though. $2.90 in the Q22. Do you like Without a Fight on Saturday?
Yeah, I'm going to tip him on top. I had him second pick, I think, first up there. And Again, a bit disappointed given his world-class form. His Melbourne Cup miss was on a near heavy track, it's not his go. And plus, I don't think he quite stays the 3200 either. So he was dominant. Heaps of, plenty of substance on the clock as well. He'll only be fitter. The likes of Huerta and Numerian are very good horses, you know. They got form around Cascadian. They just beat Zaki. Duas was only first up that race. So they're all in the conversation. But to answer that question, without a fight on top for me, I don't think he'll be my best bet, but I think he'll be certainly top pick.
Is there any way you can see them beating Yellow Brick?
No, there's my best bet. This is a horse that I would have given a life open to Stradbroke. I think 1600 actually suits him better in an easier race. The only time he's been at 1600, he thrashed Sousar, who's here, and he gave him weight, I think, from memory. So he's just a better horse and should be running first, hopefully.
Can... We caught up with Adrian Bott a little earlier. Can they do the unthinkable? Teofilo Star backing up and winning a Brisbane Cup?
Yeah, I'm going to tip him as well. Look, I risked him last week. It seemed a mistake given he lapped two of the horses at Flemington and smashed the clock. A terrific sustained speed. That's the sign of a good athlete, no doubt. Stays down in the weights. Gee, you'd have to think he's a proper endurance athlete. You've got to think the trip's only going to suit him, more than less. So, happy to jump aboard. I missed the train. I missed the first stop, but I'm jumping on at the second platform.
Who's your key player of the weekend?
Yeah, look, I tend to focus Melbourne, Sydney for our best, but look, I think Yellow Brick's probably the one I'm most confident about. But for the sake of our great segment, I'm going to go with Spacewalk, who comes down from Queensland, actually back to Randwick. I think 1100's his go. So he gets an 1100 metre race down in the weights, drawn to swoop. Randwick's a good run on track, rails 3 metres. And you'd have to think he should have won last time. He was better than Lady Laguna. That horse had been matching motors with Af Cabin. So, look, there are dangers in the race. Constrict will be popular, but Spacewalk will be my best in Sydney.
Yep, and you can get $4.20, which is not a bad price. What about your long division race? Which one had you scratching your head the longest?
Yeah, look, I think I've gone to race 8, Sandown Hillside. It's a benchmark 84. Typical of these sort of mid-range benchmark races. It's a better race than that on Saturday with the good prize money. He's our Bonneval. I thought he was terrific last time. He sort of loomed to win and didn't quite get there. I think back to 1300 is no negative. He's finally down in the weights for the first time in quite a while. Our first accused is not down in the weights, but he's a terrific price. Do Your Punk was a forgive run last time. Sandy Prince, Barbie's Fox, and even a horse called Prowling. I'm just thinking maybe he wants a dryer, that's all. But a lot of angles to the race, a lot of chances. But he's our Bonneval, will be on top for me there.
Who's your D-Day horse this week?
D-Day, right. We're going with Steely. He's a long time between wins, hence the D-Day sort of tag. He's in race 7 at Randwick, the open handicap, 1600. I thought he was very good second up. He was close to a really strong speed. He hit the lead, run over late. First, third, fourth, they're all swoopers, bit of a run-ons race. So I think given that, it adds merit to his performance. He gets to 1600, and he's got a good third up sort of profile. So, Steely on top for me. Wild Planet will be my favourite, a big price. But it's D-Day. Time to stand up and win again, I think, for Steely.
Yeah. Who's your night watchman?
I'm going to go with Gundy Bridge. So he's in race 10 at Randwick. I think he'll get a dry track, or close to it. Soft 5, good 4 range. I certainly expected better first up. I just think he struggled on that track. It was not only heavy, but they were really getting into it. The kickback, it had a lot of traffic. So happy to forgive. Got a slow recovery rate as well. We've seen them bounce back from that affliction, and improve out of sight. So I'm hoping that could be him. And, I'll be more confident if the money comes for him late as well.
We're going to be on a wet track at Sandown on Saturday. Who's your best on the Sandown card?
I had a bit of trouble with the best bet. I ended up race 9, number 5, Normandy Bridge. he obviously beat Daytona Bay, a key rival, before a strong win last time. He beat Pinstripes, he beat Gunstock. He had good horses. And he gets a good run again on the map for an in-form rider. So, made him the best on the 9-race card, but, you know, I don't think there was an absolute standout.
Interesting runner's Golden Path, who was brilliant on debut, but trying to step up to a Saturday class race, and it's a 390 favourite in race number 7.
Yeah, look, so what I tend to do in this situation is, when they win like that, they tend to measure up, you know, irrespective of what the clock says. There certainly wasn't a huge merit on it, but on the clock at time-wise, but the third horse had run okay to a horse called First Immortal at Flemington, a Flemington winner, so it depends how you want to look at the race, you know. I think times from these horses on that upward trajectory can be really misleading and can catch us off guard. So certainly in the mix, I don't have him as favourite and don't have him top pick, but he has to go in the quaddy, I think.
It's going to be a stunning weekend of racing. Where have you gone for your world-famous parlay?
Yeah, I'm going to do a system multi again. So parlay 2-3 and race 9 for number 5 at Sandown's Normandy Bridge. The other two are in Sydney. We've mentioned them both. Race 7, a horse called Steely, who's D-Day. And race 8, horse number 12, Spacewalk. So we've got Normandy Bridge, Steely, Spacewalk for our big multi. Give us strength.
Give it strength indeed, Gator. Enjoy your weekend. Good luck. We'll chat on Monday.
Thanks, mate.